Hey guys.
Quick podcast this week because I put out two with Jet, my interview with Jet, and that was a big deal. But here's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to update my survey results for the how you find a job. And I have a lot of people that responded. What I'm trying to get you to do is fill out the survey, you know, just go in there and click, 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 and then hit vote. And the reason for that is because I had a lot of people email me, get back to me on Facebook, and which is fine. You know, I have to tally that in there too, so I have a lot of notes from that. But what I'm really hoping to do is get as many in the survey as possible. That's the key, because that way I can put a blog out about how people do find jobs. And I'm going to be honest with you, the front runner, word of mouth, job sites like Tower, company-specific job sites, and Facebook's a big one. That's way up there. And the lower ones, newspaper, Craigslist, things like that, people don't really go to those. And this is the feedback I've gotten. So I'd like to just update. I'm going to update the blog. I'm going to throw this podcast in, which I hope you listen to. Some guys just read the blog. Some guys just listen, which is fine. I'm happy that you guys are taking an interest. But I'm just trying to figure out how you guys find jobs. And if you want to, if you do want to comment on Facebook or send me an email, wadeforwireless@gmail.com, and let me know when you're looking for a job, what not only what you use, I'd like that in a survey if possible, but maybe what attracts you, why are you looking at. Like, I think word of mouth is a big thing because people just know people, and it's easy, right? I mean, you just talk to somebody and you say, hey, you got any openings? They say yes or no, or they say, hey, I'll put in a good word for you, or they say, hey, yeah, we got a new build coming out. You know the deal. So that's a big thing that I hear with a lot of people, and I think that's why they go on Facebook a lot, because they're looking for a job. And I also see on Facebook, you learn a lot about companies that you want to work for. I see that guys sending a poll out saying, hey, did you ever work for this company? They're good, they're bad. You know, they're working for this, let's say, carrier, broadcast, dishes, backhaul, whatever, you know. You like to know what you're getting into. So I can see where word of mouth is a big deal. All right, guys, I'm going to keep it short because, like I said, the Jet interview was a big thing. And if you guys have any feedback, let me know your pain out there. I do get a lot of responses. I don't necessarily broadcast everything or print everything because, you know, some things I got to take with a grain of salt and figure out if it's real or not. Also, I try to get information back from people. They aren't always happy with what I say, and I get it. Not here to please anybody. I'm here to just tell you what I know, okay, and what I hear and the feedback I get. All right, I hope you guys have a good weekend. You know, you deserve some time off. Here in the Northeast, it's beautiful, finally. We've actually had a good couple of weeks. Been hot and humid for a while, but I can deal with hot and humid. But if you guys, when you're out there, be safe, be smart, be careful, and pay attention. Remember, we want to come home at night to our families. You guys definitely work hard, and I know this is a time of year when you're trying to cram a lot of work in. You're doing long hours, and the heat is an issue. So just stay hydrated, know your limitations. If you guys have to do take turns on the tower and do shift work, that's fine. If you're doing a night climb, make sure you know what you're climbing. I know not all you guys like this, but it's a good idea if you can go through in the light and see what's out there, and I'll tell you why. Quick story. I climbed the tower at night one time, and had I not gone there in the day, I'd have been screwed because there was a hornet's nest there. Now, I don't know if the hornets would come out at night. I just don't know. But it was much easier in the daytime to spray the hornets with that bee spray that goes 30 foot. There you go. Problem resolved. At night, I may or I may not have seen them. And I don't know if you've ever been stung by hornets, but I've been stung by them, never been put in the hospital or anything, but my dad, I still remember this when I was a kid, and I know other people that have had this happen, mowed right by a hornet's nest. They came down there, I mean, just like the nest just swarmed him. It was everything to get him off. We had to spray him, and, you know, everyone got stung trying to get him off, and he was in the hospital. Now, an old man was an old farmer, and a tough old coot, So for him to be taken down by these things, I mean, he was sick for a while. It's just unbelievable to me, you know, and I was a kid at the time, I think 7 or 8. However, and then my dad was the type of guy that never took off work. So for him to be down for close to a week was really amazing. He just didn't do that, even when he was sick. And I know it didn't mean to put you to sleep with a story, but it's good to know what you're up against. And that's the one thing I always say about these hazards. Number one hazard everyone talks about is falling. And let me tell you, that's a big one. Probably in tower industry, number one cause of death, obviously. I did that podcast about the trauma kits because it's a good idea to have something on site if you are alive, just to help you keep you alive till the professionals can get there and take care of you. So I just want you guys, you know, pay attention. When I say pay attention, it's a good idea to know your hazards ahead of time, if possible. And if you're doing a night climb, just be aware, because this is a time of year when there's a lot of night climbs. At least that's been my experience, okay? You guys are out there now. Seems like things have changed quite a bit. So that's all I got this week. Please do the survey. I'm just asking you guys. I'm going to update my blog. I've been really busy lately, so I'm not trying to be lazy here. I just have different priorities at this time. And give me some feedback, you know, on Facebook, on the blog. You can comment, you can email me, wadeforwireless@gmail.com. And I appreciate you guys listening to this. The whole reason I started the podcast is because I know reading for some of you is very hard. And I don't mean that as an insult, guys. I know you're driving a lot. I know you're behind the windshield a lot. I just wanted this to be an easier way to get information to you guys. And I'm working on a way that maybe you guys can just leave me a voicemail. Once I get that figured out, I'm trying to embed it in the blog somehow. Once I get that figured out, then maybe we can all, you know, communicate a little better. Because that's what I want. I want to know what's going on out there in the field. All right. Be safe. Be smart. Be careful. And pay attention. It's great to have a plan. Pay attention to the plan. Pay attention to what you're doing. And pay attention to the risks that are out there. All right. Be safe, guys. Have a good weekend. Have a safe week.